Blog Talk Radio.
You may already know what this is, man. PSA Radio, what's good, man? My boy Trey 3 Letterman, what's good, my G?
Timbo, what's good, my nigga? What's poppin', man?
Man, got sports coming up, things in battle rap.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy, man. What's going on?
Shit, I can't call it, man. You know?
I feel you. I feel you, brother. We got
busy, man.
There we go. We got the guests calling up in a couple of minutes.
Super Bowl Sunday, baby.
Not on yet. I'm excited, brother. Who do you think? I know we're going to talk about it right now, but you think it'll be a good game?
For me, Timbo, I think it's going to be a good game. This is more like, who do I think is going to win and who do I want to win? Big difference.
I think I know who it is. I think you think it's going to be the Patriots. You want Atlanta.
You should know me by now, brother. You know me for 3 years. You know how I get done. These motherfuckers are in my division. But, you know, my nigga, it's like, bro, Tom Brady. What's there not to like about this dude? Like, if I just take my Jet hatred off for a second, listen, man, I know your man Aaron Rodgers, Timbo, he's that dude, but Tom Brady's the best quarterback in football, B. Straight up and down, son. And if he passes Joe Montana, his idol, when he was a kid, Joe got 4, he about to get 5, and Tom Brady been 7.
Yeah, but the difference, I feel that. The difference is Joe went 4 for 4, though.
Yeah, I got you. But to
four
be fair, Tom Brady went to Super Bowl with scrubs, though, son.
That's the difference, too, though. You're right. You know, Montana had much better players. Brady's done it with mad injuries, bro. Mad injuries.
Yeah, son, but... he's on a 610 area code, son. 610, pardon self.
610 area code. All right. He's not on yet. Yeah, that's crazy.
Not on yet?
I'm going to be a goodie, man. Not on yet, no. Nah. We have a 484 on, but no. No,
6-1. Oh, 484, my bad. 484, pardon self.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him, 484. My bad, Timbo.
Okay, cool. Let's get it, man. Let's get him on right now. Definitely down to talk sports with this dude, left hand. It was good, brother.
Peace. What's going on? Three-letter man, what's good, fam?
Yeah,
Happy New Year. What's good?
Happy New Year, brother. It's me and Timbo rocking out here, man. PSA Podcast, you already know what it is, man.
Sure. Salute the PSA Podcast. Salute Timbo in the building. What's good, famo? How you?
Good, brother. Happy New Year, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt I'm in the building. We know what it is already. You know, we know why we here and all that good stuff right there. I heard you talking about.
Let's get into this shit. Listen, let's talk Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow, 6:30.
Right.
The hatred. New England Patriots against the Atlanta Falcons, left-handed. Timbo, somebody talk to me. Tell me something. What are we expecting tomorrow? Is this going to be a great game, fellas? What do y'all think?
I don't know. I could let Timbo do what he do because I got a few points I want to make about the game because I think it is going to be a great game. If Timbo, you want to rock first, you can go ahead because I got a few points I want to make.
I'll say it real quick. Do I think it'll be a great game?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I honestly don't. I personally feel like the Patriots are going to win this. To be honest with you, I don't really care. I don't have a really dog in this fight, yo. Dude. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Matt Ryan winning the Super Bowl does nothing for me. Dead ass, does nothing for me.
You need to tell the people why you sound so salty and why you sound so salty, and tell them why you got beef.
Tell the people who
your team is.
Well, come on, man. It has nothing to do with my Packers. I'm a Green Bay Packers
fan.
Tell
the audience.
We suck.
Tell your audience.
We got ran out. We got ran out the building. We got ran out the building. We got beat. We got spanked. That just is what it is, right?
He's a Green Bay Packers fan. He's a Packers fan, people. He's a Packers fan.
This Super Bowl,
he had problems going in, though, but we won't get into that because that's just – he had problems going in,
problems.
But it's all
I honestly feel like as much as I want this to be a close game, as much as I want it to be a good game, I'm gonna just be honest, man. I feel like the Patriots are gonna go in there, they're gonna lock down, and I think Brady's gonna have a hell of a game. I think he's gonna get his fifth straight up on Sunday.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Brady's gonna win.
Okay. I think that, you know, off the piggyback off your point that they're gonna lock down. What exactly are they gonna lock down?
I personally feel Julio is not going to have a huge game tomorrow.
Okay.
That's just how I feel.
Do you think Malcolm Butler is going to do a number on him, being that, you know, he's been in that light before, and now, you know, is expected of him to have a good game against Julio Jones?
I think so.
That's one of the matchups that I was going to make a point of in the game. What was Malcolm Butler going to do with Julio Jones? But besides that, it's a couple of other. Would you finish with your point, though?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's on you.
So, it's a few things I want to get into, man. Super Bowl 51, it's going to be a good game. Atlanta's number two offense going up against New England, and they're number eight, man. The injury report, everybody's good, so you're going to get the best out of everybody, so you won't be giving no excuses about who wasn't there and all that. Gronkowski notwithstanding, but we ain't worry about that because Martellus Bennett is viable and doable. All right? Three-letter man and Timbo is killing me.
Yeah.
The line, I thought the line is kind of low for 3 points.
Yeah.
They're giving Atlanta a lot of respect.
Word.
Yeah.
They're giving Atlanta a lot of respect because I thought going in, I said whoever was coming out the NFC and whoever was going to the Super Bowl from the AFC was going to be favored by at least a touchdown. At least whether it was going to be Pittsburgh, you know what I'm saying, or New England, or whether it's going to be Green Bay or Atlanta, they was going to go as an underdog in the Super Bowl by a touchdown. This line of three is killing me. As I was telling people last week, I was like, well, the line is three. I said, if it's serious and if they think it's going to be a close game, it's going to stay three. But I thought a lot of money would be coming in for Atlanta.
Right.
Coming in like maybe Friday, Saturday, you know what I mean, just before the game starts, you know what I mean? But that line is low. But anyway, man, Matt Ryan, it's the biggest game in his career. Three-letter man, you already know how I feel about Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan is kind of suspect, okay?
I
was on the bandwagon. I was never on it, you know what I'm saying? So now he's in the biggest spotlight game in his career. He's had a great season. He's MVP worthy, MVP, all of that goodness. He's got to finish the job, three. My thing about Matt Ryan is he never finished the job. He'll get you to the playoffs, but we know his past. But we ain't going to worry about that. But it's his biggest game. That's one of my points. Point two, the Patriots defense going up against the Falcons offense. Somebody got to give. Okay, the Patriots defense been there before. The Falcons offense is coming in healthy and everybody ready to go. Who's going to bend and who's going to break? Okay, you got Butler against Julio Jones. We already talked about that matchup. Malcolm Butler is already a Super Bowl hero. Julio Jones is coming into this game as a rep. But at the end of the day, we know, three-letter man, we know, Timbo, that Atlanta really doesn't need Julio Jones to do what he needs to do. They don't need him.
You got the running backs with Freeman and Coleman.
but not even that, though, my dude. Hey. They don't need him. In games that he had four catches and less than 60 yards, they were 7-0.
Damn.
So, again, he's either going to get his numbers, three-letter man, or he's going to be a big decoy. You understand what I'm saying, Tim?
Right.
He's going to be a decoy.
Yeah.
He's either going to get his or he's going to be a decoy. Now, my other point, you want to talk about Brady being the greatest ever. Come on, man. Come on, man. Knock it off. You know what I'm saying? He's not in my list of the top 10 because I've seen some other dudes, but that's my list.
You said Brady's not top 10?
Nah, not to me. Not
really?
To me. No. No. No, 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 no,
well,
no, 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 no.
We're talking about, hold on, Lef. We're talking about a quarterback that's never had any help. The year he had Randy Moss, they still lost four to the Giants.
He lost four Super Bowls.
I agree. But that's not all. I don't think he's never had. Listen, I'm a Jet fan. I can't believe I'm sticking up with Tom Brady. I feel like throwing up. I got to take a shower after the show. We're talking about a guy that's never had a number one wide receiver, bro. Never.
Who fought
that? He's about to get his fifth ring. He's on his way to get his fifth. He's about to catch Joe, his idol.
Listen. A couple of those rings he should have got. Let's do the science real quick. The last time that they was in Houston, they played who? They played Carolina in the Super Bowl.
Jake Dome and them, yeah.
Wait a minute. The game was tied 29-29 with about a minute left. And what happened? John Casey kicks the ball off out of bounds. Remember that? Bounce. Right? Gave Brady the ball back. Brady went like 4 for 5 for 57 yards, set Vinatieri up, and that's how they beat Carolina. That was luck. Okay?
You talking about a 39-year-old quarterback, though, that had it.
I'm not trying to come down on your man. That's your man. I can dig it. I'm not.
That's not my man. That's not my man. I hate the Patriots. Let me throw that out. I'm a Jets fan. I hate the Patriots.
Okay, well, then you do know
call it what it is, you know?
Okay, that's what it is. You know what I'm kind of. But okay, so I'm going to get back on the Super Bowl thing. Vic Beasley, okay? Atlanta Falcons. He led the league in sacks. He had 10 and a half sacks. He hasn't had any in the postseason. Is he going to show up to put some pressure on Tom Brady?
Right.
Okay. Which offensive line is better? Can the Patriots, you know, keep Brady, you know, away from the Atlanta defensive line? Can Atlanta's offensive line watch out for them the blitzes that are inevitably going to come?
Right.
Okay. Can the Patriots defense cover the Falcons?
Any concerns that Atlanta has 4 rookies on defense though going into the biggest game?
Nope. They're not rookies no more, family. They're not rookies no more. They're not rookies no more, fam. I said that same thing about, you know, Zeke and Dak. They're not rookies no more, B. They was rookies week one, and after that, the chains came off, and they did their numbers, and now here they are. They're not rookies anymore. They're going into this game and make it happen. So,
we're talking about the Patriots have 23 players with Super Bowl appearance, and Atlanta only has 5.
Well, you know, I mean, again, it depends, three-letter man. We already know, man. Some people get under that bright light, man, and some of them show up. Some of them don't. Some obscure person might come up and make a big play. Remember Timmy Smith when that Super Bowl, when the Redskins came back and beat Denver, he ran for like 238, which was a record. Nobody heard of him. You know what I mean? Again, let me ask you about the Falcons secondary. They're going to have to definitely switch the way they play because that cover 3 is going to get them killed. So they're going to definitely have to switch up their play against the Patriots receivers, man. And as long as we're talking secondaries, what are the Patriots secondary going to do with the Falcons receivers? Are they going to get physical with Julio Jones? Are they going to try to, you know, keep, you know, Sanu off the line?
Well,
and then one
Jimbo,
last thing
and
I wanted to talk
about. You know how this works. You give Bill Belichick 2 weeks to prepare to take out the number one offensive threat, which is Julio Jones. I'm thinking that opens up a lot of stuff for Mohamed Sanu. And even the running backs, Freeman and Coleman, you're talking about these guys that had 2,500 yards together as a tandem and 24 touchdowns as a tandem. So, you know, I'm looking at the running game and Sanu. They might shut down Julio Jones, but it opens up a lot of shit for Gabriel and Sanu.
They got a lot of speed, three-letter man. A lot of speed, three. They got a lot of speed, my dude. You know what I mean? And again, you know, covering Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman's not going to be a joke, man, because they can also catch the ball coming out the backfield. So play action is going to be very cool. Watch play action. Play action is going to be very crucial in this game. Is that going to set, you know, little 2-3 yard runs into the line? Then when they start to sneak up on the line and try to come in the box a little bit, you know what I mean? Just try to play the run, and then boom, that just opens everything up downfield over the top. So, I mean, Matt Ryan's going to have stuff for him, man. What do you think the score is going to be? You think it's going to be high scoring or what?
What do you think, Timbo?
I do think it'll be maybe a high scoring. Yeah, I think it will be. I think it'll be something like, well, maybe not too much. I think it'll be maybe like 20. I'm going 27-17.
I heard the over under 51 or something like that. That's a high number, man. I mean, to me, I don't know, man. I do know one thing, though, man. At the end of the day, I think to kind of, like, keep New England honest, Atlanta's going to have to score first, and they have to score fast, okay?
And when they're in the red zone, you cannot.
If they win the – if they win the toss, start off with a good kick return. They're going to need something. They're going to need something to get knock New England back early. Because the longer the game goes, time. Then you don't want Atlanta to get their head down.
Right.
Because remember, last time Atlanta was in the Super Bowl, the game was over before it even started for them.
What was it, like the Broncos, right?
Yeah. Super Bowl 33, man. And Eugene Robinson, shout out to him.
He was wilding out in Miami. Here's my concern.
Yeah, he got
Timbo.
Caught by. He was trying to, he was going reckless and all that or whatever. But again, man, I think that it's going to be a good show.
Here's my concern. I'm concerned about Atlanta's secondary. You're talking about Tom Brady, that the biggest game of his life. I think this guy is really going to this game motivated by Deflategate, motivated by missing four games, motivated by Gronk not playing and winning without Gronk. I mean, you got Edelman and fucking Chris Hogan, my nigga.
Let me tell you all, I agree with that. I think all Tom Brady wants is to be on that stage and watch Roger Goodell hang out. That's all he wants. That's all he's paying for.
Right,
I think he just wants to look him in the eye and be like, yo, this is all I want is this moment right here. That's it.
He's right. Yes, you're right.
I totally agree with Timbo. He's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Ed Wright. Yep, he's right. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's what you would like to see. I mean, but you know what? It really doesn't, strike me as like it did with Al Davis and Pete Rozelle. I thought they was going to start boxing, but that's another story. But again, you want to see Roger Goodell. You want to see Roger Goodell's look on his face. They're going to try to play it off, of course, for TV and all that. But we all going to know what time of day it is, man.
Right. And something to add on, fellas, Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Falcons, he's been in the last three of the last four Super Bowls.
Yeah, you think the Falcons scared? You crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you think the Falcons.
Remember, he's a defensive coordinator with the Seahawks. You know what I mean? So.
Well, yeah, the anticipation is building now, man, it's Saturday night, you know what I mean, set a win. Get ready to watch these Knicks, man.
All right, before we go to basketball, let's go on agreement. Timbo, who you got?
I got Patriots. Patriots 27-17.
I got 26-24.
Who you got?
I got the Falcons
26-24. Like I told Timbo a second ago, left-handed, who I want to win and who I think is going to win. I want the Atlanta Falcons to win, but this story is being scripted so well from Goodell and Deflategate and Timbo talking about the uncomfortableness of Tom Brady, Roger Goodell handing over the Vince Lombardi trophy to Tom Brady on stage.
Yeah.
I cannot. It pains me to do this. Oh, I got to go with Tom Brady in New England. I want Atlanta to win. But
that's the way to stick with your division mate, yo.
I can't. Listen.
Your division.
I pick New England to lose every Super Bowl they've been in, and I've always wanted them to lose. And I take very high praise, and when they lose. But man, this shit is so scripted, so well left-handed and Timbo.
What's
so I gotta
score?
Go with.
What score do you have?
I got it 32-24, New England. Yeah. So that's the football side of everything. Now let's talk some hoops right quick, fellas.
Oh.
Charles Barkley, LeBron James,
back
and forth, the quotes out there. I'll read the quote before we go into this. I'll even read the quotes from LeBron James to Charles Barkley. He's a hater. What makes him say what he says credible? Because he's on TV. I'm not gonna let him disrespect my legacy like that. I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had unpaid debt in Las Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. I'm tired of biting my tongue. There's a new sheriff in town. Talk to me, fellas. What y'all think about LeBron James? I mean, it's tough talk by OBJ, man.
Listen. You already know, man. I'm not the biggest LeBron James fan in the world, man. I don't rock with him that dude at all, period. I think Charles Barkley was dead right. I think Charles Barkley struck a nerve, and that's what happens. I think these cats give Charles Barkley too much play because all you got to do to shut Charles Barkley down is ask him where his ring's at. That's it. He gets paid to analyze. He gets paid to criticize. He gets paid to be
critique your game.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He gets paid. And 9 times out of 10, he's telling the truth. Real talk.
Right.
I'll give him that much credit. He knows what he's talking about. But like Shaq said on the show a couple of weeks ago, man, we having a championship conversation over here. This don't got nothing to do. And he shut right up. That's how you shut Charles Barkley up. So back to the LeBron situation. I think that we're going through the merry-go-round of he needs help again. They're not, you know, playing the way that they want to play. He's watching Golden State. He's watching San Antonio. He's been doing that for the last 2 or 3 years now, watching the West get all the hype and get all the publicity.
As they should.
You know what I'm saying? So now he's feeling like in a situation where now the team is starting to kind of like turn. People opening their mouth. Tristan Thompson opened his mouth. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now LeBron, he got to kind of rein everything in. All right?
What? Well, let me ask you fellas a question.
Go with this Charles Barkley stuff. What Charles Barkley got to do with y'all losing double figures in January?
I totally agree with that. And that's the thing, LeBron. Like, first of all, why go to the media? Here's my thing. Why go to the media with that stuff? That should be kept in-house if you feel that.
He's LeBron.
I mean, my nigga, aren't they over the luxury tax? Isn't Dan Gilbert paying? I mean, let's be real. They're the most high-paid.
What is it, 20 million? Over something like
some
that.
Shit like that, Timbo. That is fucking crazy. Like, my nigga, all right, we might not like Dan Gilbert for how he handled the LeBron situation, but my nigga, you decided to go back to this team, to the same man that made those kind of derogatory comments about you. You went back to the team. So that's your own, that's your boss, my nigga. They bought you Shump. They bought you JR. They bought you Love. You got, they bought you Kyle Korver. They bought you Dunleavy. They got rid of fucking, what was the coach before? David Blatt. They gave Tyronn Lue, and let's be real. At the end of the day, this is not about the Eastern Conference, like you said, left-handed. To piggyback what you said, this is all about the Western Conference. This is all about what Golden State and fucking San Antonio to a high degree is Golden State, because he's having nightmares knowing that we might not have a chance against these motherfuckers and shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
why
did he get so personal with Chuck? Because I don't think Chuck got personal.
Ooh, he told the truth. Was that, my dude? He told the truth. He told the truth. And he didn't say anything disparaging about LeBron. He didn't try to, you know, he didn't try to play him out. He didn't say he was garbage. He didn't say none of that. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, why are you complaining? You got this best squad. They spent all the guap. They went and got everything that they acquiesced to, everything that you asked for, some things that you demanded.
Yeah.
Okay, we know what the situation is with Dan Gilbert, but you try to get him, and that's all good. And he did everything you asked him for. And now this is what you got. And now because you're not where you want to be, now you're crying. Now your whole system, now everybody's opening their eyes up. All the flopping, all the complaining, all the crying, all the this, all people getting tired of it. Now here's the rip, though, three-letter man, Timbo. Here's the rip. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl, Saturday night. LeBron's coming into the Garden. Not Boston Garden. Not TD Garden. Not the Rose
the
Garden. The Botanical Garden. He coming into Madison Garden. 34th and 7th. Come on, son. It's all set up for him. All the lights going to be on him. Then you got the drama on the other side that I don't even want to talk about.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Barkley was right, man. He was dead right, man. I feel like LeBron is another case of him just crying, man. And Barkley told the truth, and people feel in some kind of way because we know these athletes, they can't handle the truth. You can't talk about them. You can't give them no constructive criticism, fam. You can't.
Right.
They got to stay sensitive. You can't do that.
Right.
Are you mad? No, saying that he gonna say Charles Barkley threw somebody out the window. We know that. Charles Barkley spit on the girl. We know that. Charles Barkley did his other stuff. We know that. All you got to do to shut Charles Barkley down and say, show me your ring. That's it. That's it, man.
Do you think it's just a frustration part, though, that just lingering over because of the losses they've been having, losing to Sacramento, losing to the fucking Dallas Mavericks and shit like that? Like
they
just... And to be fair to LeBron,
you know what
also,
I'm saying?
Not
what
to
he
be
got
LeBron also, is he also looking at like, okay, don't be happy just because you won one championship. Like, don't just settle for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want more. And we got to kind of salute him on that also, Timbo, and left-handed, that the fact that he's still trying to keep his teammates have that fire in their belly, to play devil's advocate. Behind
man.
The whining, behind the bickering, you know what I mean? He wants guys to stay on point. So I see what he's doing there. You know what I mean? Timbo, how you feel about the situation, bro?
Talk to me?
Look,
yeah, Timbo.
Look. Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Tim.
Here's
how you feel about the situation.
I feel the same way as Les did, as far as Charles didn't say anything false. Not only that, Charles didn't say anything that hasn't been said before, but maybe not
you, there
publicly
you go.
Where
right.
LeBron could hear it.
That's right.
We've all known this. Everybody's known this. All the media's known this. He's gotten every single thing he's wanted. I think the players know it. I think everybody in the league knows it. All the media knows it. It's just now it's on a platform to where it's you know, it's huge now because somebody said it. Actually, no one's really ever said it like that. They put it in
right.
a media way.
Right.
But
right.
Chuck was like, yo, straight between your eyes, stop complaining. You've gotten every
yep.
single thing you've wanted. You had a bad month. Suck it up. That's what happens.
Yep.
That's basketball.
Thank you.
Right?
That's right.
And Chuck
right.
said it. Yeah. And then LeBron reacted like a hurt woman, and he's going to get very personal and all these things.
Send an email. Oh.
Like, yeah, yo, you pause, like, your dick is small, this and that. Like, that's kind of the stuff that LeBron was saying, you know what I mean? Like a woman would do, straight up. So I think LeBron reacted that way because I think he knows it's true, first of all.
Yes,
so he wanted to get personal and hit below the belt to Chuck. But it's Chuck.
Hey.
Like Les said, you're not going to hurt him with anything unless you say, show me your rings. How many rings you
yeah,
got?
Where your ring
that's
at?
All
that's
LeBron
it.
Had to say. Yeah, that's all he had to say.
That's all you got
to
do.
No, he
that's
wanted to get
all you got to be.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You, hey, three, you know how you had that dude back in the day, all you had to do was say one thing, like you wear high waters or your socks is dirty or you got that shut them down. They like to they get around the real live people in the cafeteria
right.
and all that.
Yeah.
Then they be all quiet.
Exactly.
Hey, come on, yo. It's easy work, man. That's
yeah.
all you got to do is say, where your ring at, yo?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, man, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but hold
no,
on.
No,
that's
but
you don't think that
exactly
LeBron
right.
is doing this also
exactly right.
to try to keep his boys afloat in the sense of don't be happy for one ring. You feel me? Like, we know we coming out the East. It's not about the Eastern Conference. We see what Golden State doing over there. They fire it up. They squad it up right now. Gang type shit. Like, we might not be able to compete with them. Them or San Antonio. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I want those three-letter man. I'm like, how can you not compete with the West when you got motherfucking? Can I curse?
Of course.
Yeah.
This is
you
a
got
PG show.
You got fucking Kyrie Irving. You
right.
got motherfucking Kevin Love. You got Tristan Thompson and whatever else you got. You got a squad. Why this dude always needs some help? He got a squad. Why you can't compete with the West? What's the matter with you? I just think it's him. He don't have the cojones. He don't got the balls, the intestinal
right.
fortitude, the inside stomach acid, you know what I mean, to go out there and make some things happen. He always needs somebody to fall back on. He always needs that piece. He always needs that other dude, his man's in them. He always needs that. Why you can't stand out on your own, too, yo? You taking Kyrie Irving with you to the bank? You taking Dwayne Wade with you to the car shop? You know what I mean? Come on, yo.
Yeah.
So when you get out here and three-letter man and Timbo, let me break it down for you real quick, man.
Right.
And thank you for letting me rock, man, on your
you're
podcast.
Ready, man. You're ready.
This NBA joint right here that run from November to like April, May, whatever, this is an 82-game preseason, my nigga.
Yeah, facts.
The 82-game preseason. These cats is just jostling for position. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We know who's going to be number one in the East, right? We know who's going to be number one through four in the West, right?
Right.
Everything else is up for conjunction. So when we get to April and May, that's when everything needs to be talked about. Right now, we're just talking about who's going to be what where. That's it.
Right.
Let me ask you guys something.
I
want to talk about one point about championships and the type of team that you have. The 2010 Lakers. Do you think that this team, this Cavs team right here, is better than the 2010 Lakers?
I don't think that this Cavs team is better than a lot of recent championship squads because they don't have the heart, and we're seeing that. because a lot of those championship squads had heart. They might even been down.
Well, hold on, Lev. What if somebody says to you that he was down 3-1 to Golden State?
Talent-wise, straight up, are they a better team?
I mean, talent-wise,
I think so.
Talent-wise,
I think so, too.
Maybe.
I think 100% they are. I really think they're better talent-wise. They're a better team talent-wise. But it's all about, like Les said, it's about the heart. How much you want.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you ain't got the heart, and that it goes into a lot of stuff. That's why I said I tend to agree with you, but then I look at the team that won. Those teams had heart, talent, all that good stuff, but they were going to do what they were going to do.
So
this squad right here, you don't know.
With LeBron going and acting like this, it's like my championships have been won with less. They've been won with less.
Hell yeah.
You got to have that heart.
Are you guys trying to say LeBron doesn't have any heart? Is that what y'all saying?
Mindset. You got to have that winning
mindset. Yes. If that's what you're asking.
Come on. LeBron doesn't have any heart.
LeBron ain't had no heart in a minute. LeBron ain't had no heart in
this
a minute, yo.
This man's in the finals every year, my G.
So what? So what?
What you mean?
So what? He don't got no heart.
Left.
He don't have no heart.
A man who was down 3-1.
Let me ask you this. Three. Real talk. LeBron been in the finals every year, whatever. The past, what, 6-7 finals he been in?
Yeah.
How many of them has he won?
He only got three. He got three of them joints.
So what are you telling me?
But that's not
what
Paul
do
Paul's
I say
that
he's been in the last finals?
That's
he only
not
got three.
His fault though, left. Let's go back to San Antonio.
No.
You can't beat the Spurs.
You're asleep now.
You can't beat the Spurs of Ira Noble and Larry Hughes and them. Eric Snow, my nigga. That wasn't going to happen.
Was they supposed to be the East? Was the East that watered down that them dudes won and went to the finals with LeBron carrying them?
Even the favorites to win that year, though. It was Detroit who was the favorites to win that year, LeBron.
That's
why
you
make one.
You're making my point for me, Three. So what was so bad about that Cleveland squad that Detroit was supposed to be there and Cleveland got past them?
The East is trash, though. We know the East is
all I'm saying.
For years have been like that, though. The East has been JV for years. Y'all know that.
So it goes back to my original point. He should have won all the finals.
The year they beat the Mavericks, there's no excuse. He should have won that year to the Mavs. They had no reason losing to the Mavs.
You're exactly right. And that's the first blew his head. That's the one that fell. That made him fall off. He blew his head. Blew his head from the floor.
Right.
He got him a championship squad and couldn't finish the job. And then now that becomes the trend. Now you got Oklahoma City getting a championship squad. Then you got this other squad doing the championship thing. Then he goes back to Cleveland the first time and can't get it done. I'm like, what's going on?
We've seen super teams. Boston, the Celtics.
I don't
want
to be fair with LeBron. Who wants to be fair? I can't be fair. How you be? Hey, three. You already know, man. You already know. I go back to the 13 years ago to him and Carmelo. I was never with LeBron. I never was with LeBron. Never, ever, ever. I don't know him personally. I can't get into that. But I know my girl ain't never got caught smoking no weed on TV. But that's another story. We'll leave that alone.
I think he's the best
veteran,
player in the
cousin.
NBA.
I'm a veteran.
I think he's the best player in the NBA, hands down.
I'll give you that.
I think for a dude that's been on the scene since high school, had the cameras in his face to high school, the only two things that he's probably ever done that's rubbed people the wrong way when they had some bullshit about a Hummer back in high school, and then the decision he decided the way he handled the decision situation, he didn't handle that good. But that man's been squeaky clean off the court. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give him credit for that.
Well, I don't care about what he does off the court. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
In a sense, I do a little bit because you got so much pressure on you. The temptations to do stupid shit.
You're right. You're right. When you talk about it from that aspect, I got to look at it from that perspective. So I respect that. But me, I'm looking at it simply from the perspective of what I can talk to regarding LeBron is on the court. What he does off the court is really none of my business. I mean, I'm proud of him, the moves that he made on the business side and things of that nature. I'm not even mad at Phil Jackson with what Phil Jackson said. because I play that Posse on Broadway record every day. Okay? I play Too Much Posse, Public Enemy, every other day. So, you know what I mean? So, again,
right.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. LeBron brings a lot of extra drama. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. He's sensitive. He's sensitive. All right. Now, let me ask you a question about this now. Now, we heard about Phil Jackson. Great segue. Phil Jackson and Carmelo Anthony. Let's be real. We're both Knicks fans here.
Right.
And we're all basketball fans at the end of the day. And now, this Melo thing going on with Phil. First of all, I do not want Carmelo Anthony going to the Cavs. I call me a hater. I'm not trying to reward this man, so we're going to be dusted in the fucking East and rewarding Carmelo to the Cavs. And why the hell do we want Kevin Love when he's not playing, first off? I don't even understand that. Shout out to LeBron for rejecting that offer, because we all know you're the owner, GM, head coach, head of custodian, and concession stand man also, director of the concession stand. So I don't even want that to happen, Love. I don't know how you feel, but Melo got to go, in my opinion, man. I don't know how you feel. He has to go.
As far as that's concerned, man, I think that we've come to a fork in the road, and if Carmelo decides that this is not conducive to a positive winning future for him being here, then so be it. But I think he had a chance to leave. And if Phil's going to get him something back in return, I don't want to see any draft picks. I don't want to see no potential. I want to see somebody that's going to help us right now. So if Phil Jackson has to get rid of Carmelo Anthony, he better get some value back right now, or it's going to be another waste.
You don't think we should rebuild, though? Start over?
Now, I can see that.
You
make me raise my eyes.
Now and start over from the groundwork.
Marcus Cousins back, and then we good.
But we gonna get? We're not going to get nobody for DeMarcus. I would love DeMarcus Cousins, but where he got me?
Three, that's it. Anybody else is, I don't know. I don't know, Three. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to get caught up in the hype.
I was still with Melo to the Clippers for Blake Griffin, but the Clippers don't want to trade Blake Griffin straight up to Melo.
What Blake Griffin? He's another dude that stayed, man. He stay hurt. He stay hurt all the time. What am I going to do with him, Three? But get mad at him, too, and call him names.
I just think in the East, he'll dominate in the East. He'll go ape shit in the East. I really believe
better,
that.
Better, man. I need to get some respectability back. Okay, is Blake Griffin going to give us instant credibility in the East against like Boston all of a sudden now, and Toronto and Cleveland? You know what I mean?
I just think I don't think Melo makes people better around him. I like Carmelo Anthony. I'm a Knicks fan first. I'm not the biggest Melo fan, so I know a lot of Knicks fans on Twitter bitching.
I used to be happy with Melo, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that. It's just I'm tired of seeing Melo bring the rock up to pass it to the guard, get it back, ISO, 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 ISO.
Wait till 4 seconds on the clock.
45 points. That's cool, my nigga, but we losing, bro. We losing.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man.
When Phil came, he should have never resigned Melo. He should have never resigned Melo.
Listen, another thing on that, man. When we was talking about Phil Jackson coming to the Knicks, man, I wasn't thinking about him coming in no aspect of being no president, general manager. Knock that off, man. Come down on the floor and see what the deal is. That's what we was talking about. He's upstairs. He's really removed from the situation, man. He thinks that he has a championship squad, okay, because it's the New York Knicks. This ain't 69. This ain't 73. All right? You're dealing with a whole different mentality now. You got to be in there. We understand that you didn't have a championship squad that you think that you could really go out. Because if he did, if Phil Jackson thought that the Knicks were championship material, you think he wouldn't be coaching? You serious? Are you serious?
Well, you know, he has injuries, though. He can't really.
Injuries, injuries.
The thing that was out there, he couldn't go on road games and shit like that. I think he's
taking
go
the
Knicks
road that we didn't see them. We thought that they was getting the light to the tunnel, man. It looks like it's another train that's coming, man.
Left.
You know what I mean?
I want him to go.
The Sixers are better than the Knicks.
Fam, Phil got to go also. You know why Phil got to go? Because.
Yeah, it's about time. Yeah.
Let's be real. My nigga. You're not going to get free agents to come here because they're seeing how you're handling the Carmelo situation. If you're handling the franchise player like this, what makes you think other free agents are going to want to come to Madison Square Garden? Number two, we got to look at Porzingis also left-handed. He don't think that. I don't know what's going through his mind right now. And he's like, well, he could be thinking, all right, Melo, you bounce, and I'll be the man. I love Porzingis, but I don't think he's ready to be the number
option
and play the leader of the Knicks right now. You feel me? He might bounce,
yes, sir.
Too. You never know.
Yes, sir. You're right. You absolutely dead right, cousin. I think that, you know, Porzingis is sitting back and watching this. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of other people are watching it, too. And I think that, you know, the Derrick Rose situation notwithstanding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot, three. It's a lot to process,
what
man.
Why did we fucking give Joakim Noah all this fucking bread? Ooh,
thought that
what?
He was going to come back home and have a rebirth. You know what I mean? He down from, you know, the Lower East Side, all that. You know what I mean? We thought he was going to come home. And I did, too. I was gassed. I thought he was going to come home.
I was gassed, too. I was gassed.
I was gassed, son. I was like, oh, Joakim going to come here and rock out. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, we kind of seeing what the reality of the situation is. And, again, you know, it's not our money. It's Charles Dolan's money. So, you know what I mean? Some moves we going to agree with, and they don't pan out.
You got to let still go. You got to eat that,
yeah.
Dolan. And listen.
Yeah. But what you going to get in here to replace him with, though?
My nigga, I don't know, man. Somebody, bro. I mean, goddamn, bro. So he just got to go, man. Phil got to go for numerous reasons, like I said. The way he's handling the Carmelo Anthony situation, how the fuck are you going to convince free agents to come here? How are you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Who are we going to get for Carmelo when, I mean, who? I mean, the Clippers are talking about Austin Rivers, J.J. Redick. Come on.
That's not even putting no respect on the Knicks' name. How you going to trade Carmelo Anthony for J.J. Redick? Are you
serious? Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers, knock it off, man. That's not even respecting the Knicks. You're trying to rock the Knicks to sleep. Yeah, we're going to slide you, Austin Rivers.
And then Cleveland said that. They're not going to trade Kevin Love for Melo. They don't want to do that. And I'm glad they don't want to do that. Thank you, Cleveland, because I really don't want Kevin Love on my team. This motherfucker's hurt right now.
Yeah, three-letter, man. We created the monster ourselves, man. You know what I mean? And we let it get out of hand, out of proportion, you know what I'm saying? And so now, like you said, I mean, if Phil's not really, you know, ready to deal with the situation, then, you know, remove himself from the situation. Let somebody else come in with some fresh perspectives and some fresh eyes, and maybe they can work out some kind of new math that can make some
get
things.
Get rid of Jeff Hornacek. I'm sorry, man. I'm not interested. I never understood.
Hey, Hornacek, either?
Why Phil never hollered at Mark Jackson. That's the coach that I wanted Mark Jackson back in New York.
Yeah. I mean, that would make perfect sense in a perfect world. That would make perfect sense. I think, you know, go out in a blaze of glory, get Mark Jackson, bring Pat back as an assistant, and bong, 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 bring some kind of juice back into the building. And then maybe you might, you know, start from square one. But until you have, you know, because you got his head stuck up his ass. He thinks that he's right. He's the man, blah, 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 blah. And until somebody shows him the other way, plus he just broke up with his girl, so, you know, his mind is wandering.
Yeah, his mind not right now.
Right now. You know what I'm saying? He ain't focused right. So, you know what I mean? So, again, LeBron will come into the Garden, man. And,
Oh, my God.
No, man.
And, you know, I know you're going to be shucking and jiving with this nigga dapping and all that smiling
hey,
shit,
man. Yo.
That secret
yo,
coach
man.
Shit, man. Fuck out of here with that dumb shit, man.
I don't even understand that, three. I don't get that. I mean, it's cool to be, you know, off the court. Y'all can do whatever, whatever. But between those lines, man, it's like war, B. You know what I mean? It's nothing personal, but just what you do. I'm out to bust your shit straight like that. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Melo's going to waive his no trade clause? Only if it's for a contending team, obviously, right?
Yeah. You think he wants to go back to a parallel situation or a situation that's worse? I don't think so. I think it's only going
to
be, you know, where he can get the goal right now.
At this juncture of his career, at 31, 32 years of age, left, you know how this works. He wants to go.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to go to Minnesota Timberwolves. He's going to want to go to Cleveland.
He wants to go. You know, that would be, you know, like how you say hustling backwards. That would not be the move. That would be a dummy move to go backwards.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what contending team? And, again, another point was brought by one of my peoples on my show, man. They was like, why would you, in your right mind, trade him to a contending team to help a contender get better? Now, the contender sees something, Carmelo, that's going to help them get over the top. So why would you trade that?
My nigga, why are you even on the phone with Cleveland?
Yeah. Why? Why are you taking calls? Why?
Man, you know Dan Gilbert's phone shouldn't even be in your fucking cell phone, my nigga. Like, dead ass.
You know, but you know, it's all in the game, man. You know, somebody gonna say something to somebody, and you know, the trade deadline is coming up. You know what I mean? So again, at the end of the day, you never know what's rocking behind the scenes. But
I would not be surprised if LeBron starts putting pressure on David Griffin and them niggas to be like, yo, bro, check this out, man. All right, make that Melo trade. I really won't be surprised. For real.
And who they gonna give up?
It'd be Kevin Love, because I think they playing
Kevin Love and nobody else.
They don't want to give up Kevin Love, but let them start losing games. I think the pressure's gonna be on them. I think LeBron.
They losing already?
It's just you know what it is. It's just funny to me that Dwayne Wade is complaining in Chicago, Melo and Phil drama. Then you got LeBron in Cleveland. Like, they're funny that the 2003 class of LeBron, Melo, and Wade all having issues. With their clients and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is fucking fucked up to me. It makes me start thinking, like, some conspiracy theory type shit. Like, was it
well
created? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. But, again, man, it goes back to, you know, what we talked about in the beginning, man. A lot of these cats, man, they don't got the heart, man. You know what I mean? They got a lot of Kool-Aid pumping through the joints, man. You know what I'm saying? They focus is on another thing. You know what I mean? And it's only one championship gets, you know, handed out at the end of the season, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
And a lot of teams are competing for it, and everybody wants to go. But then it seems like, on the other hand, where the focus is on the monetary part. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to play for you unless you pay me X amount of money.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over here and see what they're talking about, which is your right as a, you know, as a person working to go where you want to be happy at. But your happiness also has to constitute winning, and it also has to constitute a winning environment and consistency in that winning, not bouncing from team to team to team to team to team. It's not going to get done like that. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you try to sugarcoat the situation and how, you know, top heavy you try to be. You know what I mean? Because we're looking at it right now, Three. We're looking at it, Tim. We're looking at it right now, my brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get the powerhouse team. Everybody expects you to win on paper. But when they turn the lights on, you know what I mean? And you don't show up. Now it's a bunch of excuses and wait till next year. We'll see what happens next year when they add another piece.
Right.
Come on, man.
And
to the Golden State Warriors thing, man. Look at it like this. You can't tell me nothing. And I'm a Knicks fan. Hard body karate. That's my squad all day. Don't tell a Golden State Warriors fan can't tell me nothing, Three. You can't tell me nothing. You can't.
Right.
You won 73 games. And what you got to show for it? A T-shirt? Chia pet? Go for it, B. Don't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me, man, about nothing. But, yeah, man, you're definitely right, though, man. LeBron is, I don't know, man. I'm not, you know, but he's doing it to himself. He's giving everybody fuel. Everybody that got something to say about LeBron, he gives them, he feeds the fire. With his antics. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Well, Left.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Man, we appreciate you rocking with us, my G. You know what I'm saying? We need to do this more often. Talk some sports up here with you, man, my nigga. For real. Anytime you're free, I know you do your show. My nigga, plug your show, please, before you go on your Twitter and all that, please.
Listen, Left-Handed in the building. You already know. Hit me on Twitter. I enjoy the, you know, conversations and all of that. I enjoy the confrontations, too. Captain Clapback is in the building, Left-Handed and Twitter. Mondays, man, 5 o'clock, Miami247.tv. I'm in there on the Now Trending show doing my thing at 5 o'clock, man, 5 to 520, giving them a little update on what's going on here in New York with the sports scene and all that. Tuesdays, man, After Further Review 2.0, a.k.a. the Sideline Pass. I'm in the building, 8 to 10, 954-246-0398 is the map. Get at me. We go hard body for 2 straight hours. Now, I'm in doing what I do. Fridays is the Shutdown Corner, man, Kane and Ice. .com. Check me out. Yo, Three, man, thank you. You already know. Get at me on Twitter. Yo, Timbo, man, appreciate you, man. Thank you, man.
You got to get you back up here again, Left-Handed. You heard?
For sure, man. Falcons over the Patriots tomorrow, man. Let's get it. Peace.
I got you, my
man. Team. We'll be in contact, brother.
That's it.
Always, man.
All right, man.
Shout out Left, man. Shout out Left. Coming on the show, bro. Always. Man, let's get into it, brother. Set it off. Let's go.
Goods, T-Top, Smack URL, Gnome 7, Announcement Timbo, number 2 on the deck. Now, we know URL gave us the first announcement, which was T-Rex and K-Shine, announcement number 2. Goods versus T-Top for Gnome 7. Goods, Bronx representative, GMB, the originator of the grown man bars. I know T-Rex run with that grown man bar shit, but if you do your battle rap Google the history, it was really Goods who originated that GMB talk. Timbo, the last time we seen Goods battle on URL, that was against A-Verb, my nigga, at Gnome 4. And now we at Gnome 7. I know his last battle he had was against Rome on King of the Dot a while ago. Why isn't Goods, Timbo, in the same conversation with the Mooks, the Rex, the Luxes, the Osses? And the reason I asked you that, Timbo, because he's been on Lion's Den. Before, there was Smack URL, there was Lion's Den when he battled Rich Dollars, K-Shine, Tech 9, Head Ice, and all this was on Lion's Den before URL got it popping, my nigga. You know what I mean? Even all right,
you want me to
Hills,
answer truthfully?
To my nigga, that's what
I mean,
we do. You know how we do.
On why I feel like his battles aren't as good. I feel like the quality of the battles aren't as good. I feel like he takes time off too, you know, at the same time. That's why I feel like he's not in the same conversation, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? And I think that's for me, that's the reason. And there's nothing extremely like wild memorable. You get what I'm saying? So I think for me that's it. What about you? What do you think?
I can understand what you're saying that, and is it more like Goods is out of sight, out of mind, because my nigga, you battled the last time on a big stage at Gnome 4, and we already had Gnome 7. Goods has never battled on a Summer Madness. I know you battled Jay Mills before the cameras. I think his first URL battle was against Khan. He had a goodie with Hollow the Don. That battle to me was 1-1 going into the third before Goods threw the bottle. The nigga invented the word Earl. He brought Earl into battle rap, the infamous battle in St. Louis when he battled Hitman, where Earl was born.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep it extra tall. All of us thought Goods was going to lose the X Factor. I don't know how you felt, Timber, when they was going with the back and forth going into that battle, but I thought X Factor was going to be Goods. And X Factor, you lied to us saying you was going to beat Goods, and I had Goods actually beating you 3-0, my nigga. Now, has X Factor ever been the same after that Goods battle? Did Goods actually fuck up X Factor's career after that? We haven't even gotten to the blogs. My nigga Goods was one of the funniest niggas with the blogs when blogging from top tier battle rappers was popping. I think you could. Is it safe to say, Timbo, would you put Goods in your top three as a battle rapper who's very entertaining?
For sure. And one of those few that we talk about all the time that styles on you, that has that swag on you during the battle, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
One of the few that can actually do it. Yes.
Mm. And to piggyback on what you said, I totally agree. I mean, I think Goods is one of the battle rappers who does have strong stage presence, almost like a Pat Stay. You can take it back to when Goods battled Adi Boom. And the first thing he said, Goods is like, Adi, I'm official. And with that body, you official. Like, little shit like that. Like, you know, my thing with Goods, though, Timbo, is like, we haven't seen him battle in a while, my nigga. You know what I mean? We know Goods, we want to see the Henny in your hand, sir. And one thing I give Goods is this just do is that he's original. He doesn't sound like anybody else.
Mm.
And he sticks to what works for him. What I think what hurts Goods is to the point where a lot of people might not actually talk about to the point Timbo say about the quality of his battles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, Goods has never been on a Summer Madness. A cool nigga. Anytime me and Timbo reach out to Goods, always come on the show, he's good money. I had niggas saying a lot of times Goods don't have bars. But he told us a lot of times he could beat you on swagger alone. Now let's get into T-Top right here, man. Top Busy the Bear, he came out of the PGs. Like, you know, me and Timbo's always say this, and Timbo always says this all the time on his show, that John John might be one of the first PGs that came out of that PG class and really got away from the moniker called being labeled just a PG or a mid-tier. Like,
yeah.
After John John got that battle hit, man, I think he ran with it and did a Usain Bolt. Now, I would say after John John Timbo, and I don't know if you feel me on this, I would put T-Top as number two after John John as a PG that took his career now and really doing something with it and not being stuck in the mix, not being stuck in mid-tier form, not battling nondescript niggas and shit, this, that, and the third. You know what I mean?
I feel that.
From when he battled City Towers, a nigga been on a run. I mean, former UFF champion, nigga battled Math, Rex, Surf, Suge, Charlie Clips, a couple of 202s on his resume. The nigga T-Top actually has over 40 battles on his resume.
Yeah. True.
One of the most humblest cats to politics, a cool nigga and shit. You know what I mean? And what I respect about T-Top also, Timbo, is even though he joined NWX, he still supports Briz Rorstein, even though Briz is on Cave Gang. You know what I mean? And I was fortunate enough to hear T-Top's material before he battled Math and Surf. Hey, Top, don't feel free to hit me and Timbo up and let us hear your material, my nigga. You know what I mean? Now,
always,
let's get into the
craze
of this shit,
that.
Man. Top is more active than Goods, obviously. You know what I mean? Goods is doing cyphers, working on music and shit. Now, do you think there's nerves at all, Timbo, going into this battle with T-Top for Goods?
Not,
even though he's a vet?
Not if he has the Henny in his hands, then there's definitely no nerves. But I think in general, man, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think there's nerves for Goods going into this. You know, I think Goods knows what he's able to do. And I think this is a good opponent for him to be able to, you know, use what he's able to do. Use that, you know, type of swag style on him, stuff like that. That's perfect against Top because Top can't do that. Top is not going to swag on you or style on you or nothing like that. We all know what he's going to do. He's going to give you that pain rap, that gutter rap and stuff like that. So I think this is the perfect person for Goods to be able to do that on. You get what I'm saying? As far as what he's able to do strong.
So also to piggyback what you said, Timbo, so is it more of pain rap, struggle rap versus jokes? And I'm not trying to put Goods in a box and say that he's going to joke all three rounds, but we know Goods is a comedian and shit, so do you think it's going to be struggle rap versus jokes?
I don't know if it's going to be so much of jokes. It might be Goods talking to him. You know, he might end up talking to Top, but I think Top is definitely going to come with the pain rap. Top is going to definitely come off as, look, my stock is higher than you and you've been in this forever. You take all the time off type stuff. I'm the one that keeps us afloat, blah, 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 you know, maybe an angle, something like that, or, you know, or whatever the case is. But I don't know. I think it'll be good, though, man. I'm excited for this battle.
Now, is there a favorite going into this battle, Timbo? Because you got one dude in T-Top who's been in the field.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is a favorite. Yes,
wow.
I think T-Top is the favorite for this battle.
Okay, and your reason being, sir?
Yeah, because, like you said, much more active, of course, and ever since City Towers, here's the thing, he's proven he can be on that stage. He's proven he can stand toe-to-toe with a Surf. He's proven that he can do that. I think other people that have haven't proven that, they wouldn't be the favorite so much going into this. But he's proven he can do that. He's much more active, and I think that's what gives him the leg up on the battle going into it.
Because I think, personally speaking, I mean, I know Goods, he's more of the veteran. And is it, you know, old cliche Timbo, he's sitting on bars? I really don't be buying into that.
I don't subscribe to that theory. No.
Yeah, I don't subscribe. I got to see what you got to do. You know what I mean? Like that sitting on bars. I think more than anything, it's going to be more Rust than sitting on bars. If anything, I'm always going to go with Rust more than the cliche of sitting on bars. I don't know if you feel me on that, but I'm always going to go, you know, Rust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, if people are expecting T-Top to sell this fight, to do interviews, to talk reckless about goods, it's safe to say that's not going to happen, Timbo. He's not. That's not him. We've had T-Top on his show twice with Surf.
Yeah.
Before the battle
and
after the battle.
Yep.
And Surf more sold the fight more than T-Top. And I'm not taking that away from T-Top. That's just some people, they're not going to do all that talking shit. They're going to wait to go in the ring and handle their business and do their 1-2. So I think if anything, Goods is going to sell the fight more. Hopefully he does blogs and to bring back excitement to the battle. I mean, infamous blog he did against Verb with the fucking perm and the jackets and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think this is going to be a good battle. I really don't know who's going to win this battle tomorrow. I guess I'm going to we'll wait for them to drop the card and we could just, you know, do our predictions off the whole card. But I would say this.
Who do you think you got on this one?
I don't know yet. I'm going to wait for the whole card for them to announce it, and I guess we could break down the whole card.
On.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I would say this, though, Timbo, before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
After both these niggas get their shit off at Gnome 7, I really want to see T-Top and Ad battle or T-Top and Calico, and I really want to see this battle right here with Goods. I need to see Goods and Surf.
Hey, let me throw this on you real quick. What about a T-Top and a clean?
We're not mind seeing that, bro. We're mind seeing that, but I just think T-Top and Av got to really have that discussion. I think that has to happen.
I agree with that one. I think so, too, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think Goods and Surf, because of the history they've had, off camera, off Goods coming on our show, how he felt about
Surf's
situation.
I think that one has to go. I feel you on that. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
you're welcome, URL. You're welcome, everybody, man. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good.
And I think we both know Surf, that Surf is really going to be the person paying attention to that battle to see what Goods is going to do. I think Surf is going to look at it.
I think so, too.
Goods clearly beats T-Top 2-1 or 3-0, which I don't see 3-0, but I can see maybe if he wins 2-1. But I think that's when Surf got to really come in there and be like, all right, bro, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
I agree. Yeah.
You feel me?
I really think
Goods wants T-Top. I think Goods wants Surf more than T-Top, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. I think it'll be a good one, man. I think it'll be a good one. So, I mean, we'll see. Gnome 7, more to be announced, right? More to be announced.
Yes, sir.
So I think it'll be good, man. Shout out Good. Shout out T-Top that's going down along with Rex and Shine. Let's get it. Shout out Left-Handed coming on the show. Talking some sports with us, man. You guys already know what it is, yo. PSA Radio will be back. Got mad segments coming up, man. You already know what it is. My bro Dre, 3-letter. Take us out, my G.
Man, shout out to Left Handed. You already know what it is, man. We back in the saddle, man. Super Bowl tomorrow. Michael Hughes, welcome back to Battle Rap, my nigga. We got to get you on the show. Reach out to Michael Hughes already and shit.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is, man. I know ARP got the event going on right now with Math, Show Off, Gems, Verb, this, that, and the third. PSA Podcast, you already know. 5,000 subscribers. Shout out to my bro Timbo. Y'all ready, man?
We get it. Yes, sir. We out.